You are with Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome Philip Gregan, the CEO of New Zealand Wine Growers. Hello, Philip.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm about to learn something. I'm quite excited about this because it's not something I think about or any of my friends think about when they buy their wine. We're talking about sustainability in the New Zealand wine industry. We are world leaders, aren't we, Philip?
We are, without a doubt. And affect every single winemaker and grape grower in New Zealand is committed to sustainability in one way or another, and that absolutely puts us at the forefront of what's happening around the globe.
So where did that stem from? Excuse the turn of phrase. When, you know, like, for example, New Zealand is now getting a reputation as being an incredible wine-growing nation, but was that something that was there right at the beginning of that? Did they think about that, you know, all those years ago?
I think it's something that developed through time as people, particularly from probably the mid-1980s onwards, decided that they wanted to export, and if they were going to export, we needed to be producing world-class wines. The end point of some of that thinking was we had to produce world-class wines, and the best way of doing that was as being as natural as we possibly could, not intervening too much in the process, intervening only enough to guide effectively the growing of the grapes and the making of the wine. So it has been there for a long time.
Okay, so why is it, I know this is a very big answer, but why is it so important on the world stage that our wines are sustainable?
Look, I think there's a couple of points to it. One, being sustainable helps people produce better, higher quality wines. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And second, that going back to the introduction you made, people who buy our wine, they just make an assumption that when our wine's been produced, that the water hasn't been polluted, the air hasn't been polluted, the people have been looked after. And so they have some assumptions, and we need to live up to those assumptions. We need to live up to those expectations, because if for some reason we didn't, we'd get a consumer backlash.
Can you give me an idea, Philip, of the percentage of our growers, just because this is the thing I found the most amazing. What percentage of our wine growers here in New Zealand are sustainable?
Well, I think our current number is around 98% are involved in the sustainable wine growing program. There are about another 7% involved in organics, and you'll be quick to realise that adds up to more than 100%, but that's in fact because some of our growers and some of our wineries participate in more than one scheme. So it's an incredibly high level of participation.
That is just brilliant. Also, I want to talk about, you know, because obviously with the sustainability, the byproducts, because with the wine there are byproducts. What are they used for in, you know, in the sustainability plan?
Well, it depends what they are. So, for example, the grape skins that are produced after that are left over once the wine's been made, they can be used for stock food. They can be used for compost out in the vineyard, so return to where they came from. So there's a number of different uses for those products. In terms of wastewater, for example, we produce wastewater in the winemaking process. That can go into the development of wetlands and all those sorts of things for native species.
See, this is amazing. Do you think that we realise in New Zealand just how incredible that is for our wine growing industry?
Look, I think the answer is probably not, but I think people are very proud about New Zealand wine, and when they hear the stories about what's going on behind the scenes, I think that just makes them even more proud.
I think we need to buy more. What do you reckon?
That sounds like a very good idea as well.
Just to give us an idea, Philip, how does it compare with somewhere like France? What are their levels of sustainability compared to ours?
Look, I don't know the national numbers for France, but you can bet we are ahead of the curve, in fact, way ahead of the curve. There is really a total commitment from the New Zealand industry to make a difference in terms of sustainability. And I don't think you're going to find that anywhere else.
No, and I think that this is just brilliant. And you can tell I'm surprised and impressed. Can you tell that?
I can tell.
It really is amazing. And, you know, I'm always intrigued with Mind Food Radio, how I learn so many things. Congratulations, Philip, with the ongoing efforts to make sure that this is being achieved. 98% sustainability, I think, is untouchable. Keep up the good work. And look, I'll do my bit. And I'll make sure that all my friends and everyone knows and buys lots.
Thank you very much. And that's a great message. And I hope your listeners do exactly the same.